I am pleased today to welcome Carlos Fresquez to our program. Welcome, Carlos.
Well, thank you, Hillary. Thanks for inviting me.
Today, we're going to talk to Carlos about his exhibition and installation at the Denver Art Museum. This is a very exciting project. This is a part of a series called Cuatro.
Cuatro is obviously the number four in Spanish. And the Denver Art Museum, they invited four artists over the next year to come in and do month-long projects, installations, in response to something in the collection on the fourth floor of the older portion of the museum. And so it was really wonderful to be invited here because it was, the first of the series of the four.
And the collection that's on the fourth floor is the pre-Columbian and Spanish colonial. Those collections contain work from, there's a lot of work from Costa Rica, some from South America, Central America, and Mexico.
You know, it also includes, which was part of Mexico here in Colorado, actually. Southern Colorado, northern New Mexico was part of Mexico at the time. But there's a, my ancestor, Pedro Antonio Fresquez, was a santero or saint maker. Mm-hmm. And for me, my first response when I saw the work is like, oh, I got to respond to this. You know, it's like kind of this artist full circle kind of thing. And then as I wandered through with the staff and it came across the pre-conquest or pre-Columbian section, mostly the Mexica or the Aztec portion, it's like an enclosed in a glass kind of room. It's a conference room enclosed like a cube of glass. And I asked, can I do something in here, in this space? And they said, well, why not, you know? So they actually let me use this space, and I created something there.
Without letting the cat out of the bag here, what are our listeners going to see when they come down to the museum and see your participation in Cuatro?
My first reaction when I went into this room, I want to build a pyramid. A temple. I want to build a temple, but I want it to be my response from the Chicano experience, and looking at muralism, protest banners, and so what I did, again letting the cat out of the bag, is I was looking one day at shade sails. We actually have one in our backyard, a shade sail, and I was looking at the right angle shade sail. And pyramids being triangular in shape, basically, if you break it down simply, I thought, well, what if I take these right angle shade sails and compose a pyramid? And again, they're canvas usually or a fabric. And I work as a painter off stretched canvas usually, mm-hmm. or in the protest days we'd work on canvas for protest banners, which you'd portability to get word out, the word out. And so I thought, well, let me fuse that together. So I made a pyramid out of shade sails and with the Chicano experience in mind.
Could you please define the word Chicano?
To me, Chicano is a term that I adopted in the 60s when I was a teenager. My first protest I attended was, I was 13 years old.
Really?
And the word was Chicano, is on the street. We're wanting to change the idea of what who we are. Look at education, school, there were dropouts. And it was an empowerment term, really. Is an empowerment term, and that's how I took it, is like, I'm not Hispanic, I'm not necessarily Latino, although I do fit under that umbrella, but I became culturally and politically aware at a very early age in high school and took on that moniker, I'm a Chicano. And to me, that's what it means, is somebody politically and culturally aware. My work being, much more cultural, political, and such, it was important to me not to be too outrageous with the comments that I made, you know, on my work, you know. And so it's pretty calmer is what I normally do. But, you know, as a professor, I always ask my students to challenge themselves, you know, to push themselves beyond. And that's exactly what I did here.
How would the visitor experience this kind of Chicano empowerment walking into this pyramid? Is it just the shape or the colors or...
I think hopefully they see how we, as all people, we all have some center of us that is either spiritual, cultural, political, and just showing a center, you know. This is the center of the self, like centering the self. It's finding the self, you know. So this is kind of a, what I've always felt, kind of a culture quest. I've always been on that. This culture, as they see in these histories that have passed, you know, there's, you know, objects in the museum, you know, thousands of years old that were that this in this glass room that's encompassing. But this culture is still living and thriving and have transformed, you know. The indigenous people are still here today. The Maya are still living today, you know. Mm-hmm. The Central Mexico, the Mexica, the Aztecs, they're still there today. The Lakota Sioux are still here today, you know. And so, and as a Chicano, you know, I'm come from all that. And I'm still here today. But now the artwork has transformed into something new and experiencing.
You will be installing the exhibit this Friday, the second Friday, so people can come during the day to see you put the finishing touches on the installation. And then just to go over on July 12th and August 2nd, you'll be there and people can come and chat with you about the exhibit and your experience.
Oh, definitely.
And they can continue this conversation.
Definitely, right? Yeah. We can, they can talk specifics. I'll be doing walkthroughs, conversation, question answer kind of thing.
Okay.
And they're more than happy to come in.
And then the exhibit will also be open on the next first free Saturday, which is August 6th. This installation will be up for the entire month of July. Well, thank you, Carlos, very much. It's just been wonderful to have you here. In terms of talking about Chicano and Latino work, I'd like to highlight the work of two other artists that are on exhibit in the Denver area. Don Quadi will be showing his work in the final days at Walker Fine Art. It'll be the exhibition is closing quite soon. And then Louis Ferreira. Am I saying that correctly, Carlos?
Sounds right.
Ferreira. He is also showing at William Havu. He's a wonderful painter. So please visit the galleries this weekend and visit the Denver Art Museum. This is Hilary DiPolo for Art Scene.